Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Before Satan's fall, he was known as Lucifer. And after his fall, he was no longer known as Lucifer. He was then known as Satan, or the devil, or the dragon, those other names that are given to him. But just so you know, your Bible students, he was Lucifer before the fall. After the fall, he became known as Satan, or the devil, the titles that are given to him in the Old Testament and the New Testament. And so that as of now, and as of the fall, whatever angels were holy, they will forever be holy. Does that sink in? The angels that are holy angels that Jesus talked about in Matthew 25, they will forever be these holy angels. In other words, there won't be any more that will fall. Okay? And these angels that are mentioned in verse number 41, they will forever be evil angels, as Jesus described them in verse number 41. As the devil and his angels, they will forever be evil angels. In other words, there are no redemption for angels. In other words, angels do not get saved. And we'll get into this part about in Genesis chapter number 6 in a little bit. If I don't get into it this week, we'll get into it next week. Remember about Noah, about the days of Noah, how the sons of God with the sons of men, these beings were created, okay? We'll talk about that. Those were not fallen angels. If they were fallen angels, you'd have a great theological problem because about the sons of Adam. And all we actually, I may go there if not this week, next week. Acts 16 talks about the sons of Adam, the fallen race. Well, those angels that supposedly had relations with those earthly women, well, you couldn't classify them as sons of Adam. Anyway, so many things that we'll look at next week or two. But I just want you to understand this, the principle, that those angels who were holy will forever be holy. Those angels who had fallen, and now they are devils, demons, they will forever be evil. There's no repentance. There's no salvation. And matter of fact, we read here a couple weeks ago that the angels look at and they desire to know this thing about salvation because they don't understand it. There is no forgiveness for angels. When they fell, they weren't forgiven. But men, God forgives us. Aren't you glad of God's forgiveness? And so angels kind of, that the Bible speaks of it, I almost used it in layman's, they kind of scratch their head. They look into this matter. God forgives man, but he wouldn't forgive the angelic realm. So the principle you need to understand before we get to this study of demons, they will forever be fallen. They will forever be evil. They will forever be these beings that God had created perfectly, but they decided to follow after Satan when he fell, a third of that angelic realm. Now, of the fallen angels, we're going to talk about today and next week. They are divided into two categories. We divided the angelic realm overall into two categories, the holy and the unholy. Well, the unholy would be divided also into two categories for those who are taking your notes. There are some who are free and some who are bound. There are some who are free who are upon this earth now. Messengers of Satan, we see examples of this all through the Old Testament, all through the New Testament, where, for instance, I read it again this morning in a book, in one of my devotions, I had three devotion books, and one of my readings took me to the book of Mark, where Jesus passed over to the Gadarenes, and it talks about the man who was full of demons. Actually, there were two. If you get all the Gospels, there's actually two of them, but one in particular the Bible mentions, and Jesus speaks to them, and he says, we are the devil's inside of this man who could not be chained. Remember, he was living in a cemetery, and they would chain him, and he'd break the chains, and he'd terrorize the community and all. You get the picture. Jesus comes through. And by the way, when Jesus comes through, things happen. People's lives change. So this man, Jesus comes to where he is, just like the woman at the well. Jesus comes to that Samaritan, comes right to where she came to. This, and who are we? We are legion, for we are many. Now, again, I'm not an authority on a lot of things, but what commentators tell us, and every time I say that word, you know what a commentator is? They're commentators. They're just regular folk who write down their thoughts. Most commentators will tell us that a legion is 2,000. Either way, it's a bunch of people, a bunch of demons, okay? And they said, we are legion, for we are many. So possibly this man had as many as 2,000 devils, 2,000 demons within him. And remember, they actually talked to Jesus because Jesus created them. And they said, don't cast us into the abyss, into the pit, into the deep. The demons were speaking of Jesus because these demons knew that Jesus had the power, the ability to cast them into the abyss, because there's other demons that are in the abyss. And we're going to look at them, those who were bound. And they said, don't, are y'all following me? Y'all look at me like a calf looking at a new gate. Okay, that don't throw us in there like you did the other ones, into the abyss, into the pit. We want to stay free. You get the picture then. There are some that are free on this earth and some that are bound. And the rest of the story is there are some hogs. They're on the cliff. And a bunch of hogs, a bunch of them, the Bible does not say. But Jesus went ahead and he cast those demons into the hogs. And the hogs jumped off the cliff, went into the Sea of Galilee, and the Bible says they drowned. What happened to those demons? Well, obviously they left and they found some other habitation and someplace else to dwell. And other place. By the way, they're spirits. These demons are spirits, okay? And they're not, man, there's so much here. And they're not from a pre-Adamic race. We talked about this before. There's a lot of people who believe that these evil spirits, these demons, are from a pre-Adamic race. How many of y'all have never heard of a pre-Adamic race? How many of y'all don't care? Okay, all right. People believe that between Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 1:2, that there's what's called a gap, a great gap, that God created in the beginning. God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1:1. And then many people believe, some good men, I know some men, and you know a couple of them, I won't give their names out, they're not here in this church, but you know who they are, that believe that there's a great gap of millions of years, perhaps, between Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 1:2. And then in Genesis 1:2, God had to recreate, if you will, because of this pre-Adamic race and all of sin had come into the world. That's when they believed Satan had fallen, between Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 1:2, and so many things I could go in there. But that's where they put a pre-Adamic race. In other words, people who were before Adam. And then when God destroyed them, that their spirits became evil spirits. Well, I will just tell you what the Bible says about that. The Bible says that Adam was the first. And if the Bible says Adam was the first, I'm just foolish enough to believe Adam was the first. And that there was no pre-Adamic race. And there's a lot of good men who actually believe that. And because of that, they say, well, this is where the evil spirits come from, because that pre-Adamic race. No, these evil spirits came from these fallen angels. Again, some are free. We just saw those ones in examples. There's other ones I just read about here recently, about the ones who, this lady had somebody, was it a daughter or a son? He would fall in the fire as a son. And nobody could do anything. Even the apostles went to try to cast out devils, and they couldn't do it. Remember? And Jesus said, this kind of thing takes a lot of prayer and fasting. So there's examples in the Bible about where people were possessed, mainly in the New Testament. We see a lot of it in the New Testament, where they were possessed by these demons. And these are the ones that are free.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.